720 WGN, John Landecker at 9 minutes after 9 o'clock, talking chickens, as Chicken Man might imply, but in a very serious manner. The Bronzeville Near North Side, the article that was published, it says, after pandemic adoption boom, people are ditching their backyard chickens. Local rescue groups are trying to save them. And we have representatives from the group and also a volunteer. We have Julia Magnus, who's an animal rights lawyer and volunteer, and Natalie Quist, who is a volunteer. Julia, Natalie, welcome to the show. You are the Chicago Rue Crew. Julia, could you explain what that is?
For sure. Thank you very much for having us on.
You bet.
We really appreciate it. Chicago Rue Crew is a collective of largely women. We have one male organizer. Natalie is our newest organizer. I am a volunteer and one of the founding members. And what we do is we respond to calls about dumped birds on the street, and we go get them. We get them vet care. We get them rehab in foster homes. And we give them names. And we find them homes.
Natalie, what is how did you find out about this? I mean, how do I say this? The idea of chickens in Chicago is, I don't think, the forefront of a lot of people's minds. Although, having said that, I have a very good friend of mine who lives in Chicago who has chickens. When did you first become aware of this situation, Natalie?
Hey there. So, it's interesting that Chicago, I think, has a long history of a lot of agriculture, and I think that's carried over into backyard chicken keeping. And, you know, I'd wanted chickens for a while. I thought it sounded really neat to be, you know, close to these animals and raise them. I started my own flock in 2018. And in 2019, I read another Block Club article about some work Chicago Rue Crew was doing along the same lines, mm-hmm. you know, picking up dumped chickens, but in my neighborhood. And that made me think, like, hey, I'm in this area. I've really enjoyed my flock. I'd like to be an advocate for people who are starting their own flocks, having questions about chickens. So I reached out to Julia and Chicago Rue Crew and said, hey, I would love to help in any way possible, at least to just spread awareness about the best way to take care of chickens, and if people are interested in starting up on this, having those one-on-one conversations with them so that they knew what they were getting into and could set themselves up for success to help prevent some of these issues that we're seeing where people don't have, you know, they're not ready to care for these animals, and then, you know, they end up in unfortunate situations like Julia mentioned.
Natalie, how many chickens did you have in your flock?
I started with four. I am to six now, and that includes an adorable little rooster who I adopted from Rue Crew. His name is Gaston, and he is hilarious. He's such a joy.
And how is he hilarious?
Roosters have a lot of personality. All chickens do, but roosters have a different type of personality. They are the caretakers of their flock, so he's always running around the yard looking for little treats to give to his hens, and it's really precious to watch them all interact together.
Is it just a urban legend that the rooster will wake you up at the crack of dawn, or does that really happen?
I think a lot of factors come into play. It depends on the size of the rooster and your proximity to them. Mine is quite small. His voice is a little smaller as well, so we don't really hear him as much, but there are some bigger fellows with very deep voices, but I don't think they're, I mean, it's something when I hear it, it kind of brings a sense of calm to me. It's very pastoral.
Right.
It's even if you didn't grow up on a farm, which I didn't, there's that connection there.
Julia, did you have chickens when you were growing up?
I did not have chickens, but what I did grow up with was parrots, which are extremely loud people, like very, very loud people. They just, well, you know, they start at 5 a.m. And when you have, you know, five large parrots growing up, you get pretty quickly used to a large volume of sound. So that's a really good point, because parrots are considered acceptable as companion animals.
Yes, right.
Roosters,
right.
Roosters are not as loud as parrots. And they are actually less loud than a dog, generally. And so it's kind of strange to us at times that roosters are considered less acceptable or stigmatized in the way that they are when it comes to being companion animals, when parrots, and I have a Moluccan cockatoo who, oh my goodness, he can, oh, it's a whole thing.
he can talk your ear off.
Yeah, he sure can, and so can the macaw, and so can the other cockatoo, and so can the African gray, but our roosters, we have two right now, are not nearly as noisy, and they're just way easier to deal with and way easier to have as companions.
Well, I think one of the things that you're talking about is the fact that, at least in my opinion, the idea of chickens and roosters historically have been identified as farm animals or agriculture. They're not usually, they're not put into the same mix as a dog or a cat or a parrot as to being someone's pet, if you will. But that's what you're saying. You're saying that you're looking upon these roosters and these chickens as pets, correct?
That's correct. We do advocate for chickens as companions. They are delightful companions, and they can make wonderful house companions. You can also have them outside and indoors and outside, but they are wonderful companions. We have had so many chickens live inside our home, and you can put chicken diapers on them if you're concerned about that. It's a whole thing. And I mean, they will sit on the couch with you and watch TV with you. Like, there's so much fun.
That'd be great. I think that would just be awesome.
It's so much fun. I mean, I can seriously send you so many cute pictures of our hen or our house roosters sitting on people. I mean, Natalie can tell you about how Gaston comes inside and watches movies with her. I mean, it sounds silly, but honestly, we don't consider them farm animals. We consider them companions. Yeah, and they're awesome. They're so much fun.
We're going to do more with Julia and Natalie when we come back on 720 WGN. John Landecker at 720 WGN talking to Julia Magnus, who's an animal rights lawyer and volunteer, and Natalie Quist, who is a volunteer for the Chicago Roo Crew. We're having a good time talking about a very serious situation, though, and that's where I'd like to head. Why were so many birds, for lack of a better term, Julia, why do they think that there were so many people getting a hold of chickens and roosters during the pandemic? What was that about?
Well, I think this isn't new, but it's been escalated recently. And I think in terms of the pandemic, we had a lot of people who were really bored and they had kids at home. And they thought, you know, it's legal in Chicago to have these birds, which it is, and it's awesome. But they got into it without knowing exactly what caretaking requires. And some of them got overwhelmed. We always have an issue with rooster dumping just because of rooster stigma. People think roosters are terrible and mean, and they're just not. But so it's escalated. We also see a lot of ducks. We see other poultry like turkeys and quails being dumped. It's a whole thing. And it's gotten worse, I think, because people thought this was a great idea during the pandemic, but then they realized.
Right. When they had to go do other things that they weren't prepared for the responsibility that's required to take care of a rooster, a chicken, or actually any pet. Natalie, what can be, you're in the, your group is also not only rescuing, but you're footing the bill for some veterinarian work, aren't you?
Yeah, unfortunately, that ends up being the case with some of these creatures who end up in our care. You know, for example, there was one fellow who I personally picked up out of Humboldt Park. We named him Loki because we kept getting reports of a rooster or a chicken in the park, and we couldn't find him. Every time someone went down there, there was no sign of him, and we thought someone else had picked him up, and then the next day someone told us that he's back again. And so when we finally did get a hold of him, he was in really bad shape. He definitely had a lot of fight in him, but he was very animated and didn't want too much to do with us helping him out. But he calmed down very quickly once he knew he was in a safe spot and got proper medication. But, you know, he had some injuries and he had an infection, and he ended up being in the vet's office for, I think, over a month almost.
Wow.
Getting treatment. And what ends up happening is if these birds, they may be sick to begin with, and that's why people let them go, is because they don't know that there are other options for them. There are some good home treatments if you're doing the right precautions to begin with.
Yeah.
There's a lot of simple things you can do at home, just like you do for a dog or cat, to keep them
right.
healthy.
Yep.
And then there are vets in the city who will see chickens. So if you do something more serious, yeah, you can bring them in. So, but some of these chickens get out, and then they get sick or injured while they're out on the street for who knows how long. So
right.
we take those in, and then we have to deal with the vet bills, which we do have a GoFundMe to help with that, because it is something that we, you know, end up paying through fundraisers or volunteer contributions.
So where is that GoFundMe campaign? How do you access it?
Yeah, that is on the Chicago Root Crew Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there is also a link in the Chicago Root Crew Instagram account where that will be available. And that page also has a lot of the different stories about the different chickens we've rescued over the past few months in particular.
Julia, there's also, I've read your involvement with cockfighting. Breaking up rings, not only here, but as far away as Texas. Is that true?
That's correct. Over the past, so I think Root Crew actually coalesced for the first time as a grassroots organization around the first cockfighting bust that took place in 2019, June 8th. And there was a second one. So the first one was 114 birds. The second one was some 26 birds. The experience that we had helping Chicago Animal Care and Control, and also our partners at Chicago Chicken Rescue, who are instrumental with our work, it was a whole thing. So we had to help when we saw that Texas needed help. And so a couple of volunteers drove down to Mount Vernon to meet people from Texas to take X-Fighters as well as some random Cornish cross birds that ended up in that same bust. But it is, the cockfighting thing is becoming less of an issue. Our statutes in Illinois are very protective of animals, and they do include backyard animals, and they do include chickens. They do include what would traditionally be considered livestock, but we consider companion animals. And so that's very helpful that our laws in Illinois are so strong with respect to animal protection.
Well, before we run out of time, I got to know. So, Julia or Natalie, anybody, you say you give these birds names. Do the birds recognize their name?
They do.
Absolutely, yes.
So what name did Loki say? Say Loki's on the other side of the room, and you go, "Hey, Loki, come over here." Loki will come over?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yes.
That is wild. I never realized that. I mean, how smart...
Yeah, the biggest misconception when it comes to chickens is that they're stupid, and they aren't. They're incredibly intelligent, and they do recognize names, they recognize faces, they recognize their caretakers.
Wow. That is
just... Think
about
it. You know, like, rooster, like chickens in general, like, or domesticated animals in general have been domesticated by people. So by nature of them living with us, they... you know, learn to live with us in those ways. So, you know, the facial recognition, the voice recognition, they'll start to recognize things you do. You'll start to pick up on behaviors that they do. Like, I've got a chicken. She's got her favorite spot in the coop. She always has to sleep in the same spot. They have their favorite treats. Some will do certain things. Others will not do certain things. So they're very unique individuals.
If I wanted to get one of these birds as a pet, what would I do?
You would contact us and we would support you. We would find the best way to figure out, you know, what bird is the best fit for you and the best way for you to care for them. We would find, you know, should this be largely an outdoor bird or an indoor outdoor bird or largely an indoor bird, depending on your situation. So we do offer support, outreach, and care for everybody who works with chickens in Chicago. We're always available to try and support and help people who would like to adopt birds. Bird adopters are our favorite people. And so whatever you would want and whatever your circumstances accommodate, we would be happy to help you find somebody who would fit your needs.
Do they get along with other animals?
Absolutely.
No kidding.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I live with two Bengal cats and a dog. Natalie lives with cats as well. And obviously we have parrots here. Natalie has a rescued small budgie that came through us as well. And they absolutely get along with other people.
Wow. Well, this has been very enlightening, at least to me, on a lot of different levels. From the seriousness of the veterinarian to the diaper, it's been great having you two on. The Roo Crew is what we're talking about, and just continue your really good work. Julia and Natalie, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
You bet. You know, we should come back again sometime. You know, when I grew up, my grandfather was a farmer. He had chickens, but... they weren't pets, that's for sure. But I find that extremely fascinating. Just sitting on a couch, watching a movie with a chicken. just describing it sounds fantastic. It's getting to the bottom of the hour. Let's get to the WGN newsroom.